Hey guys and girls, I hope you are all good. And today in the Untold Truths of Fitness, I want to talk to you about how much money you can actually earn from being a coach and a successful bodybuilding coach or successful fitness coach, whatever you want to call it these days. So I'm going to take you back a little bit. And I started in this coaching industry around about 15 years ago when online coaching was still very, very new. It wasn't something that many people were doing. At the time, there was probably only like three or four people in the whole of the UK who were offering online coaching. So it was very, very new. It was something that I never sort of wanted to do, never sort of said, right, I have ambitions to be an online coach. It's sort of just something that came naturally. A couple of guys in the gym were interested in doing bodybuilding shows. They asked me, hey, Rob, can you help me? Like, I've seen you've competed before. Can you help me do my first bodybuilding show? And I was like, yeah. So it wasn't really online coaching. It was like coaching within the gym. So I helped a couple of guys and I thought, well, I've got to charge this. Like, you know, it's taking up my time. I'm writing the diets. I'm writing the training plans out. Like, it is taking up my time. I'll just charge £50 a month. So I started off charging just £50 a month for sort of two or three guys. That two or three guys soon turned into 10. And all of a sudden, literally just through getting some show wins and some show results and some transformations, I was up to like 15, 20 clients. And back then, I wasn't really using social media. Like, I never really used Facebook. Back then, 15 years ago, like, Facebook was the thing. I don't even know if Instagram was around back then. But I haven't been using Instagram for that long. And people would just learn about me through word of mouth, really, more than anything else. So I built a reasonably good business in that time. You know, it wasn't like a massive money earner. I was sort of earning about £1,000-1,500 a month from working with sort of 20 to 25 people, doing shows, like helping people get ready for holidays and stuff like that. So that's sort of where it all started. And that was like something that I just did as a hobby to start with. I still had a full-time job at the time as well, so I was working a full-time job. I think during that time I was probably at the Olympics as well, so I was like being paid reasonably well from the Olympics. Like, we used to get a day rate that was like £250 a day, so I wasn't really worried about earning extra money. I was earning sort of 55-60 grand at the age of, I don't know, like 22, with a little bit of more money coming from the bodybuilding shows and the bodybuilding coaching. So it was really just a top up. But then I started to get quite busy. I started to get quite busy and I thought, cool, I've got to charge more than £50 now. This is actually taking like quite a lot of my time. So I then built up to charging around about £100. And nowadays, like, those prices are so cheap, like unheardly cheap. So a new coach to the industry, I don't think should charge anything less than £100, because it's quite, you know, in depth these days. Online coaching at the time, as I said, I was just doing it locally, like with a couple of guys who I would talk to on WhatsApp or email, and just help them like that. So it wasn't like I was actually doing it as a business. I was literally doing it as a side hustle. But nowadays, obviously, so many people do it as a business, and charging £100 is really like sort of a minimum that I would say that people should be charging for online coaching. But that was sort of a year in, I started charging £100. And all of a sudden, that salary that I was earning from coaching started overtaking my salary from my job. And then it was sort of saying, right, well, actually, should I do this full time? I then started doing a little bit of PT as well on the side to top that income up. And then I left my full-time employment. And at that time, I'm probably 24, 25 now. So about 10 years ago, I've been doing this for a few years already. I've been getting a few results. I've been like being recognized as somebody who people can come to for coaching. Because again, you have to remember, even 10 years ago, like, there wasn't that many online coaches. I know now that seems crazy because there's so many online coaches. But like 10 years ago, there wasn't that many online coaches. So, yeah, I was then earning sort of like 50, 60 grand from online coaching. Again, I was then producing more results. And with more results, I could then charge a little bit more. I was getting busy. I could charge a little bit more. I thought, right, I want to give up the PT side of things now, right? How much am I earning from PT? From PT, like, I was actually earning, again, another like sort of 20 or 30K from PT. So I thought, right, how many more clients do I need to charge and get my money back? So I needed to push my price up again. So I pushed my price up now to £150. Still, people had absolutely no issues with paying £150 a month. We were producing results, we were getting good results in bodybuilding, good results in figure, and I wasn't actually working with hardly any bikini girls at this point. I was just charging sort of £150 up to around about 50 clients now. So you can probably work out that's a decent salary now per month. So if I'm charging £150 and I've got 50 clients, I'm now earning £7,500 a month from online coaching, which is around about 90K a year. So I was quite happy with that. I was like, yeah, this is really good. Like, I can earn a good living here. That's when I started saving for the gyms and putting money aside. But, you know, that's another conversation about where that money should go and how it should have been spent. But I put that money aside. I started saving money. And soon those 50 clients changed to 60, changed to 70. in the end, I was doing around about 100 clients. And at the point, I was still charging around about £150 a month. So I was earning now 15 grand a month from online coaching. And again, at this point, people started to get into the online coaching market. There was more and more coaches coming on board, more and more coaches sort of learning you can earn good money from this. So at that point, I sort of held around about 100 clients. And then what I would do is, rather than sort of turn people away, I would just put my price up. So I'd say, right, actually, now if you want to join, it's £200 a month. At the time, charging £200 a month was kind of unheard of. There was only like four or five coaches in the whole world like charging that much for coaching. And again, you have to remember, this is now sort of 8 years ago. People weren't willing to pay that amount of money then for online coaching. Obviously, things have escalated from them, and now people charge almost double that. So I put my price up again. Well, if you want to join me, it's going to be £200 a month. Again, people didn't really bat an eyelid because we were successful in what we were doing. Although it was an unheard of price, I was selling it to people really well. I was breaking it down into a weekly price and saying, right, this £200 a month is only £47 a week. Like, that's really cheap for coaching and what you get. Da, 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 da. We're producing results, and people saying, yeah, cool, no problem. So that sort of went from like 100 clients up to around about 125 clients, paying an average of around about £170 to £200 a month. And again, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to work out. That's a really big amount of money per month. You know, I'm now earning in excess of 20K a month from online clients. And that took me from around about 15 years ago to around about 7 years ago, 8 years ago, I would say. So it took me around about 7 or 8 years to build up that income. And again, this is through no social media at the time. There was barely any social media at the time. I wasn't using Instagram. Like, I'd maybe just started using Instagram, but I built that whole business through just word of mouth, just showing results, people giving my number out to friends and so on and so forth. So that whole business was built there. And again, I was earning around about 20 grand a month, like probably plus 20 grand a month at that point. And that is definitely achievable with online coaching. And again, I actually then put my price up again, and I had 125 clients at one point at £275 a month. That's the most I've ever earned from online coaching. As I said, I had 125 clients all paying £275 a month. I'll have to work it out and calculate what that is, because I'm not good at maths, so I have to do that for you now. So let's work this out. So it's 125 clients paying 200, 125 times 275. So that's £34,000 a month. So you times that by 12, that's an income of, let's just say 34,000 times 12. That's an income of £400,000 a year from coaching, which is huge, absolutely enormous. And I was doing that consistently for around about 2 years. At that point, COVID hit. And again, I've saved up my money. I've opened a gym at that point. I'm starting actually to filter my numbers down. So COVID actually wasn't like terrible for me. What I did, and again, I knew I was earning good money, I just halved everybody's coaching price for the period that they were in COVID. Because I understand that people were made redundant. I understand that people were put on furlough, which again is a word that's sort of gone out of the dictionary now again. It sort of came up during COVID, didn't it? And it then went outside of the dictionary again. So I understand that people were on furlough. People weren't really able to get to the gym. So I just halved my price during that period of time. Naturally, there was a lot of people that left during that period of time. But there was also, again, a lot of people that stayed and just paid half because they wanted the accountability. They were still training, like some sorts of training. And they just wanted the diet to follow and some accountability. But until the point of COVID, like, I was earning a good £350,000 to £400,000 a year from online coaching. You've got to remember as well, online coaching has very few overheads. Apart from my internet, my laptop, and a space to work, I haven't really got anything else to pay for. So a lot of that money that you bring in through online coaching is profit. And what I was doing with that money is I was reinvesting it into gyms, I was reinvesting it into houses, I was reinvesting it into supplement companies at the time as well, obviously Complete Strength opened, and I put all of that money almost back into everything that I did. It was only probably a year ago I moved out of a two-bedroom flat, so I never actually spent a huge deal of money on myself. I did a couple of nice things, like I went on a few really nice holidays, I got a Range Rover, like I got all of the things that, you know, you can do with that amount of money, but I never actually spent loads and loads of money on myself. You know, I've only now recently moved into a nice house and recently moved out of a two-bedroom flat, so it was something I never actually thought about. Right, I'm earning all this money, I need to go out and spend it. I never really went out and spent it. I went out and invested it, and that's something that I'm going to talk about through the next few weeks, about how and where to invest that money and the mistakes I've made in investing money in houses that, for example, aren't local, businesses that never worked. Like, I've had a couple of failed businesses which I put a lot of money into, but I'll talk about in the next few episodes. So That's sort of how much you can look to earn for online coaching. If you're a good online coach and you can build up a resume of 60, 70, 80 clients and charge £200-300 a month, which again is a reasonable rate. If you have 50 clients at £300 a month, you're earning yourself £15,000 a month, which is a hell of a lot of money, like a hell of a lot of money. If you really want to push the envelope and really work hard and dig hard, you can get to 100 clients at £275 a month. That is £27,000 a month from coaching. That is definitely realistic. I wouldn't be pushing the envelope any further than that. When I had 125, 150 clients, like I know my service wasn't anywhere near as what it is now. People weren't getting detailed replies. They were still getting great results and they were still getting replies, but they weren't as quick and detailed as what they are now. And I learned from that. I really did learn from that because I knew that I wasn't delivering the service that I really should have delivered. Where now I know that I'm on point with everything. Everybody gets a detailed reply. Everybody gets a rapid reply. When people are in peak week, they completely know that, all right, Rob's going to message me back in 5 minutes. So I'm able to provide that excellent service for them. But at the time, I wasn't able to when I had 150 clients. And it's something that I've seen now with other coaches as well. Other coaches who have developed their business over the last few years now are constantly being moaned at for slow reply times, barely getting back to people, one or two word replies. And although they're still producing results, it's still not the same. You know, clients don't feel happy with that sort of service. So that's what drew me back to 75 clients. I think I'm around about that number, to be honest, pretty much all the time. That's sort of the money that you can earn from coaching. You can absolutely earn in excess of six figures continuously by doing the right thing, educating yourself, getting yourself in great shape, making sure your clients are producing results, providing an excellent service. You can easily earn six figures a year. And I really mean that as well. And I mean it as, and you can easily earn in excess of six figures a year. You know, in order for you to earn six figures a year, you have to put the effort in, put the time in. But you can, as I said, earn loads, loads more than that. You can easily, if you do it right and you work hard within the first sort of 3 or 4 years of coaching, you can easily be earning upwards of £200,000 a year. That is absolutely no unrealistic goal to have, as long as you're doing things right and you're working hard and you're doing everything that you need to. That's a realistic goal to say, right, within the first 3 years of online coaching, at the end of the third year, I want to be earning £200,000 a year. And that's certainly something that you can look to achieve. But as I said, I started very much charging low level, £50 a month, helping some guys in the gym when online coaching wasn't really a thing. I produced some results with the old like UKBFF Federation when PCA first came around, produced some results. Started to slowly move online, started to slowly push my price up. And it took me around about, as I said, around about 7 years to get to a point where I had 150 clients and I was charging £275 a month. Like that was a huge income for me. And again, a lot of that money I reinvested, I put back into houses, I put it back into building the gyms, both of them I put into Complete Strength. And that's how I sort of invested my money over the years. So for people who look at online coaching and think, oh, how much could I actually earn? How much do these top coaches earn? You've got a rough figure there. Like all the top coaches in this country will be earning around about sort of 15, 16, up to £20,000 a month. Even more than that, you know, some of the, as I said, when I was at like the real peak, I was earning £37,000 a month. That is definitely something that you can do. That is definitely something that you can achieve. And the mentoring program that we run really shows you how to do that as well, really shows you how to put the basics in place. But I'm not here to plug that whatsoever. I'm here just to show you, you know, some of the untold truths that people don't talk about. You know, money is something that is a hidden aspect in a lot of, you know, industries, but I want to be open and honest about what actually happens and how much online coaches actually earn. And again, like for me, like I've not got a bundle of wealth now. I've stuck a lot of money in houses. I've stuck a lot of money in gyms. And I don't have like a great deal of fluid cash, but we do well. And that's sort of things that I would encourage you to go down when you're doing well. Stick money in houses, stick money in gyms, stick money in assets, because those sort of things will be there forever. Online coaching does have a shelf life. I don't think it's coming to the end anytime soon, but online coaching 100% has a shelf life. Not in terms of like will the industry exist in 10 years? It will still exist, but coaching itself has a shelf life. You know, I'm probably one of the longest serving coaches around, and I've been doing this for sort of 12, 13, 14, 15 years, I think now. Like doing it full time for, as I said, probably around about 10 years, doing it sort of part slash full time for around about 15. And that's not a career, you know, a career is sort of 40 years. I don't see myself being in coaching for 40 years, but online coaching does definitely have a shelf life in terms of how long you can work incredibly hard, sort of dedicate everything to being an online coach, because, you know, you don't really get your weekends to yourself. You don't really get any days off. You're constantly checking your phone. You're constantly anxious to say, right, our client's leaving, coming, so on and so forth. But, you know, if you can pursue this for a good sort of 10, 12 years, you should set yourself up for the rest of your life. So, yeah, those are just some truths about, as I said, how much online coaches will earn. Good online coaches will earn, as I said, easily in excess of 15 grand a month, all the way up to, I would say, around about 35 to 40 grand a month for the best online coaches in the world. But if you've got any questions or queries, as always, give me a shout. If not, then I'll speak to you very, very soon. Take care, and more to come on the truths that people don't really know about in fitness. Take care. Bye-bye.